At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, siga la palabra.
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Okay, let's get it, man. Everybody's favorite prank calls. It's Nacho's Revenge Time with the Morning Mess. Okay, Mess, let's say good morning to Miss Sandra.
Sandreezy.
Good morning, Sandra.
What to do?
Morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. So, a little situation with the hubs. What's going on?
Yes. So I'm calling because my husband decided not to wear his wedding ring our entire vacation.
Ooh.
My man.
So, very brave of him.
Wow, why are you clapping for that, bro?
You don't want to bring sand to the beach.
His wife's on the line, by the way.
Oh. Hi, Sandra.
Wait, why wouldn't he? Obviously, you're there with them. So did he do it for a reason?
Well, he said that he forgot it.
Okay.
And I, by the way, I listen to your guys' show all the time, so I know you guys all make fun of Sienna because she doesn't wear hers either.
She's not wearing it right now.
Wow.
That's false. I wear my wedding ring. If I'm typing or working, I just don't have it on because I don't need to wear it. But if I'm out and about on vacation, it's on.
Cheating.
Yes.
Okay.
Either way, if you marry someone, don't not wear your wedding ring. Like, if you're going to not wear it, it better just be, like she said, like, in the comfort of your own home.
Okay.
And around Thank people you. That aren't single.
Okay, so you're upset that he wasn't wearing the wedding ring while you guys are vacationing with each other.
Yes. So we went on a cruise, and every night there was, like, always something fun to do, and, like, but every night we went out dancing or we were like hanging out in the back deck having drinks. Like, I just noticed a lot of women were really comfortable talking to us and, like, specifically my husband, which I'm not a jealous person. So I'm like, whatever, he's hot. I get it.
I love that for him.
But on the last night, I noticed him talking to two women when he went to get us drinks. And when I went up and, like, said scram to those ladies.
Scram!
Okay.
And I was like, babe, are you not wearing your wedding ring? And he was like, oh, I forgot it at home. Honestly, I wish you guys could have seen my face because it gave off the I should have forgot you at home vibe.
Okay.
I just want to remind him and anyone who's married to keep their damn ring on.
Gotcha. Honestly, look at her hand right now, Joey. No, put your hands up.
You're not wearing your wedding band right now?
Yes, okay, guys. If you want to get down to it, I have sensory issues, okay?
So I need a doctor's note. Doctor's note proof.
If I feel it on my finger, I have to take it off. It's a weird thing. I don't know. This isn't about me. This is about you, Sandra.
So sensitive, bro.
You triggered her, bro. Leave her alone.
Yes, you did, because you're trying to make it sound like I'm a cheater, JD, and I am not a cheater.
Would you leave her alone?
Dude, it's your hand, not mine.
Every morning, you bust her balls, and she doesn't even have any. Leave her alone.
That's how you know it's real.
Jesus. Sandra, apologies for JD. All right. So let's get back to your man. How do you want to get him back with a prank call this morning?
Okay. Well, I want Nacho to be from our jeweler saying that I need a bigger ring because the one I have now is damaged. And on top of that, it's also too small for a woman like me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to love that. God. It's like the worst. I remember when I was married. people will be getting in their head, like, you should get a bigger rock, you know, now that you've been together so long. God, I didn't do that. Can you imagine?
Sienna is so sensitive, dude. I just can't get over it.
I'm minding
this.
My own business over here, listening to Joey tell his story.
I know. He's trolling
he's
you.
He's still on
Leave
it.
Leave her alone, bro.
It's just weird. Yeah, You're just not married. It's weird how that happened so
my
fast.
My marriage certificate would say otherwise.
All right.
Sandra, we're going to get back at your husband and make sure he thinks that he has to buy you a bigger rock, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Nasha Chavez. That's Nasha with two O's with Shane Coates Company. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Do you want to know the truth or the small talk answer of I'm doing good, too? Hello?
I don't know. I wasn't really ready for that question.
Well, it sounds like you definitely weren't ready for the question as well.
What are you talking about?
You know what the hell I'm talking about. The question you ask someone you think you want to spend the rest of your life with. Apparently, you haven't been telling the truth, Nick. Hey, Nick.
I'm sorry, man. Why are you calling me? What's going on here?
Well, stop yelling at me, sir. You were way nicer when you came in ring shopping. I understand some marriages just don't last, and that's fine. But please don't raise your voice at me, Nick. Please don't do that.
I wasn't raising my voice.
Kind of were, Nick.
And I have no idea what the f*** is going on right now.
Well, your wife, not for long, obviously, came in to fix something with her ring, and it's just too damaged, Nick. It's just way, just, it's beyond damaged. Damaged. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, what does that have to do with me? She didn't tell me anything about this.
Well, Nick, I'm sure she told her divorce lawyer all about it, so I'm sure it'll be all in the proclamation.
Don't f***ing talk to me like that. I don't even know what the hell is going on.
Yes,
What's
you do, Nick. What's wrong with you?
Serious.
Hold on. I mean, look at the size of this thing. What in the grain of sand is going on with this? Are you this cheap, Nick?
That ring is 3 f***ing carats. What are you talking about?
That's a lie. This is like a baby carrot. If we're going to be comparing things on the vegetable scale, this is baby carrots, okay? These are in lunch boxes for second graders. This is very, very small. 3 carats.
Look, man, why the f*** do you even care?
Well, yeah, she mentioned you don't even wear your ring, so when she came to get it fixed, she just told us to keep it after. We said it needed to be replaced. Well, I can't put my name on this thing.
Replace.
This is
what
a baby,
do you mean,
huh?
There's no way. No replacement.
Oh, yes, Nick.
I wear my ring all the time. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, dude. Apparently you did it on whatever Girls Gone Wild cruise you went on. The pajamas. Listen, just throw that thing in the ocean like Rose Dawson did in Titanic. I think you and I would agree there was definitely room on that door, am I right? I mean, Jack has every right to be mad while he drowned. Rose
okay,
is a...
Look, that's enough. Okay, that's,
greedy.
That's enough. Did my wife really come in to get her ring fixed or not?
Sir, I don't have time for this. This is like giving clothes to the Goodwill. I just gave it back to her. That thing is way, way too small.
You. You, dude. I'm going to talk to Sandra about this. This is a bullshit misunderstanding.
Like marrying you? I totally agree. I think the second time is the charm with weddings. Now you can cheat and not feel guilty at this point. This is a win-win. Anyways, thanks for the talk. Have a good one, Nick.
Hey man,
I'll talk to you.
It's not a win-win, dude.
It kind of is.
If we really need to get a new ring, then we can figure something out. But don't just throw that f***ing old ring in the garbage.
Well, I mean, you threw yours away for some skunk ass at some bar on a cruise going to the pajamas. I mean, her ring was smaller than hamster food. I mean, I'm looking at this thing. Just keep saving money in your little piggy bank, little Nikki, and maybe we can buy you a big boy ring at some point, okay? Can we do that?
No, f*** off, dude. Sandra and I will come in tomorrow. We'll figure this out. Well, I hope you're there.
Okay, well, just tell her right now, since she's been on the line with us the entire time listening to the conversation, you both are live on the radio with the Morning Mess. She set you up for a prank call. This isn't real, Nick.
Oh, my God. Holy f***. Kidding me.
Good morning, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah, part of me's pissed, but thank God.
Sandra, you there?
Yes, and that ring better be on your damn finger now.
Yeah,
you better put on that ring before she don't give you that thing, Nick.
Hey.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.